You're doing it again. You're scrolling. It's 11 p.m. You told yourself 5 minutes ago that you were going to bed, put the phone down, and go to sleep. But then someone posted a reel of their new house, the one with that kitchen island the size of a small continent. And now you're doing math in your head about why you don't have that yet. And then there's the person who launched their business 6 months after you had the same idea, and they're already booked out and featured somewhere, and you feel this thing in your chest that you would never say out loud because good people just don't feel envy, right? Good people are happy for others. So you double tap the post, you type "so happy for you" with 2 exclamation points because one would be suspicious, and then you put the phone down, feeling somehow worse than before you picked it up. And that feeling you just stuffed, that is not a character flaw. That is a compass. And today I really want to talk about what it's actually pointing at, because jealousy is not the problem. Jealousy is the message. And if you keep silencing the message, you will never hear what it came to tell you. Welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am 17 episodes into the rebellion season, and I'm not slowing down. If anything, I'm picking up speed because the more clear-headed and regulated and rooted that you get, the more obvious it becomes just how hard the systems around you are working to keep you distracted and divided and measuring yourself against everyone except the person God actually made you to be. Big tech built the comparison machine, and they built it on purpose. The algorithm doesn't accidentally make you feel behind. The endless scroll doesn't accidentally produce anxiety. These are features, okay? It was meant to intentionally happen. An insecure population keeps scrolling. A scrolling population keeps consuming. A consuming population keeps the machine running. And somewhere in there, you lost track of yourself, not because you're weak, but because the machine is very, very, very good at what it does. I am Brandon Lynette, podcast host and coach, and my message is your message, your message. The envy that you've been ashamed of, the comparison spiral you can't seem to stop, that's the mess. And today I want to get to the message inside of it. I'm still looking for aligned sponsors, okay? Integrity, health, sovereignty, truth, that matters. Please check the show notes if that is you. But listen. Listen, bitch, jealousy is not evidence that you're a bad person. It is evidence that you want something, and wanting something is not a sin. It is information about what matters to you, what you were made for, and where your attention needs to go. You need to think of jealousy like the check engine light on your car. Like, the light is not the problem. The light is telling you there's a problem. Something under the hood needs attention, and you can ignore the light. You could put a piece of tape over it, which is essentially what you're doing every time you type "so happy for you" with your 2 exclamation points while you're literally feeling the opposite. You can keep driving, but the thing that light is pointing to doesn't go away because you covered the signal. It just gets worse until you can't drive that car at all. And what jealousy is almost always pointing at is one of three things: a desire you've been ignoring, a calling you've been delaying, or a comparison that you've been making that was never fair to begin with. None of those things get resolved by pretending the feeling isn't there. All three of them get resolved by getting honest, brutally fucking honest with yourself first, and then with God about what you actually want and why you haven't gone after it yet. And here is the social media performance trap in its full absurdity, okay? You're watching a highlight reel, comparing it to your behind-the-scenes footage, and concluding that something is wrong with you. That is genuinely insane, and we all do it every single day. And the person whose life looks perfect online, they took 47 photos to get that one. The lighting took 20 minutes. The caption went through 3 rewrites. The relationship that looks effortless in pictures had a full argument 20 minutes before the photo was taken. The body that looks like is either a result of full-time commitment to fitness that their content doesn't show, or a filter, or both. You are not comparing yourself to a person. You are comparing yourself to a production. And yet, your brain doesn't file it under marketing. Your brain files it under evidence of what's possible and what you're failing to achieve. That is the trap. Not the other person's post, but your brain's inability to separate the performance from reality. Now, layer on people pleasing disguised as personality, and it gets really interesting because a lot of people who are deep in that comparison spiral are also deep in the performance of self. They're so busy being who they think other people want them to be that they've completely lost track of who they actually are. And the reason other people's lives look so appealing is not just because of what they have, it's because they seem to know who they are. They seem settled. They seem to be living from something real, and you're scrolling from behind a mask, feeling the ache of that difference. Here's the thing about masks. They start as protection. You showed the real version of yourself once, maybe as a kid, maybe in a relationship, maybe in a room where it cost you and it didn't go well. So you build a version that was more acceptable, more palatable, more likely to get the approval, and less likely to get the rejection. And it worked. People liked that version. So you kept wearing it, and then you refined it. And then you optimize it for different audiences, work mask, family mask, church mask, social media mask, until one day you went to take them all off and realized you weren't sure what's even underneath anymore. And if your brain is like mine, this is literally called masking, and it is its own particular kind of exhausting. Masking is the constant, effortful performance of neurospicy brains, suppressing whatever is spinning us out in the moment, forcing the eye contact, calibrating your energy to what the room expects, translating your actual experience into something legible and acceptable to people whose brains work differently than yours. It's a full-time job on top of your full-time job. And the burnout it produces is not regular tired. It is the specific bone-deep exhaustion of someone who has been performing for so long, they don't remember what it felt like not to. And this shows up like if you're genuinely happy for someone and also kind of not, and you hate yourself for the also kind of not part. Let me free you from that right now. You can hold both joy for someone else and grief for your own unmet want. Those can coexist in the same chest at the same time. That doesn't make you a hypocrite. That is being a full human being. And the problem is not that you feel both. The problem is when you only allow yourself to perform the first one and then you just never deal with the second part. It shows up when you can't celebrate your own wins because there's always someone doing it bigger. You got the thing, you got the client, the milestone, the achievement, and instead of sitting in it for 5 minutes, you immediately found the person doing it at 10 times the scale and used them to make yourself feel small. That is comparison as a self-sabotage tool. You are using other people's callings to lower your own floor. It shows up in the moment you decided being real was too risky, and there was a moment, you may not remember it specifically, but it's there. The time you were fully yourself and the room didn't respond in the way you needed it to. The time your honest opinion cost you something. The time your actual personality, unfiltered, unmanaged, fully expressed, got a reaction that taught you keep that part in. That moment is running a lot of your life right now. Not the moment itself, the conclusion that you drew from it. It shows up in the people who don't know who they are anymore. And this is the one I want to sit in for a second because it's more common than anyone admits. If you ask them who they are, they'd give you their resume, their role, their relationship to other people. I'm a mom, manager, Christian, employee, but underneath the roles, underneath all the ways they've leaned into their usefulness or learned to be acceptable and needed, like they have no idea who the fuck they are. The authentic self got so thoroughly covered by the bullshit for form self that they genuinely aren't sure there's anything distinct underneath. And that is not a life crisis. That is the starting point. That is where the real work begins. A person who knows exactly who they are, what they value, and what they're here to do is very difficult to sell to. They don't buy the thing trying to fill the hole because they don't have the hole. They don't doom scroll because they're not chasing the feeling that the next post might make them feel better about themselves. They don't keep consuming personal development content as a substitute for actually developing because they're too busy doing the actual work to watch someone else talk about it. But a person who is disconnected from themselves, who is performing a version of their life for an audience that doesn't even know the real them, who is measuring their worth in likes and comparisons and whether they're keeping up, that person is a gold mine. Every insecurity is a product waiting to be sold to them. Every comparison is a purchase decision in the making. They built the machine for you, and the most rebellious thing you can do is to refuse to be the raw material. God made one of you, not a better version that someone else already is, not the person you'd be if you had their opportunities or their following or their body or their money. You, specifically, with your exact history, your exact wiring, your exact voice, your exact mess, and your mess, the one that you've been hiding, that you're managing, that you're performing over, is the message. It is the thing that makes your voice irreplaceable. Nobody else has your specific combination of wounds and wisdom. Nobody else can speak to the exact person who needs what only you have lived through. When you spend your life being a poor imitation of someone else, the world loses the original, and the original was the only thing that was ever going to step into that purpose and potential and deliver the message the way it was supposed to be delivered. Next time jealousy shows up, and it will, probably before the day is over, don't stuff it. Don't fake yourself out in some performance over it, and don't spiral into shame about it. Instead, I want to encourage you to get curious. Ask it one question. What is this telling me I want? And get specific. It's not, I want their life. It's, I want to feel that settled in my purpose, or I want that level of financial freedom, or I want to create something that gets that kind of response. The specific want is the data. Now you have something to work with. And then do the one thing that breaks that comparison loop faster than anything else. Create something, anything. Write the paragraph, record the voice note, sketch the idea, make the thing, because comparison is a consumption behavior and creation is the antidote. You cannot be fully in the act of making something and simultaneously measuring yourself against someone else's finished product. Creation pulls you back into your own lane. Get in your lane. And for the masking specifically, pick one context this week where you let one real thing through, one honest answer instead of the automatic fine, or one genuine reaction instead of the managed one, one moment where the real version shows up and you let it. You don't have to blow the whole mask off at once. You just have to remind yourself it's still there underneath and that it's worth letting out a little at a time until the performance gets lighter and real gets louder. 17 episodes, you guys, of choosing clarity over comfort, truth over performance, rebellion over compliance. And this one might be pretty personal out of all of them because comparison lives in the quiet moments, in the late night scrolling, in the spaces between everything you're doing, where you're wondering if it's enough, if you're enough, if the real you is someone worth showing up as. And you are. The real you, unmasked, unmanaged, fully expressed, is the whole point. Jesus didn't come so you could spend your life being a curated version of yourself for an audience of people who don't even know you. He came so you could be free, actually free, the kind of free that doesn't need the approval of a stranger on the internet to feel like they're enough. If you feel this episode, do the thing, like the show, subscribe, share it with a friend, leave a written review. Okay, it matters more than you think. Head to brandonlynette.com, get the books, get on my list, go to YouTube, subscribe, watch the full episode. Okay, and if you are ready to stop hiding behind someone else's blueprint and build the podcast that was always supposed to carry your voice, check the show notes to work with me. Tell me your story. Tell me why you're the one who needs to be heard. I want to know what makes you special. Stop comparing your behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. The original was always the better story.